Oh, goosebumps. Good way. Right, we'll start the second part of our evening, which is the open mic, and I think we have something special and visual from Alexis here, so she's going to take the mic and let us know what she's going to do.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to make a special announcement. Okay, I'm involved with Sketcher Island, which are an informal art group. We often carpool and go sketching to ancient sites in Ireland. Now, every year we go on a large trip to an island in Ireland. This next trip, we would like poets to join us and do the similar thing that we do with our artwork. On the trip to the island, create poetry. Like we create artwork when we do drawing. You can do drawing as well, it's all very performance. Now, this year is what we think is going to be the best one because we're going to Skellig Michael. On the 24th of September, we're leaving Friday the 23rd. We're going to carpool, and the boat is €60, and it's about €30 to stay each night. So we're hoping to stay the night before the 24th of September, so we're leaving on the 23rd, which is Friday. The deposit is €30 for each boat, for each person. Now, we want poets to make poetry on this island, and in the evening we can recite it to each other in the pub, the Virgin, which is right by the bar in Port McGee. Sorry if I'm going too fast. I did a reconnaissance trip there earlier this year in June, and there was this extremely friendly pub. They were really excited about the artwork, because I went to the island, I did some sketches, I did some portraits of the islanders, and they were really excited about this event and what we were doing. And they were really supportive. And we might well be able to get them mic if we have enough poets interested. Now we have 8 places. Max and myself are definitely going. There's 12 artists going. As a group, one of them is actually an artist for Star Wars, which is amazing, and Dungeons and Dragons, and there's an archaeological artist. Now we're looking for 8 other poets to go. Paul's expressed interest, and me and Max are definite. So if you're interested, I'd like you to email me. My email is alexis.bannerman@gmail.com, and we have it here written down, so if you need, ask Sue for my email. You've got a few weeks, we've got at least 8 weeks beforehand, and I'm going to us next 2 weeks, so I'll be back in our minds again about this event. Now, finally, okay, so there's a trip to the Skellig on the 24th of September, and we'd be very welcome to have poets come with us. Now, as we know, Star Wars was filmed there, so Darth Cedric, Ben Kenobi. Now, on my visit there, last year I made a video. Now, boys, leave that to the island. Now, and I'm just going to show you now, it was a little fun video with some drawings and stuff, and some sketches, so enjoy. Thank you.
Next Skywalker, you forgot your phone.
And if anybody wants to have her email, it's over here, so just approach me now and I'll give it to you. Okay, onwards we go. And the first person to actually read a poem, right, is going to be Robert Kiley.
This is from a collection called How to Read. Ideas congregate first, etched onto paper, then built around what's there. People go up and down escalators and don't congregate until a structure is built to do so, and occupied from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. by the well-dressed, then 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. by people crawling on hands and knees, scraping crumbs. The building's roots are capital flows. Maybe it was a distraction from what's happening front and center foreground. We were straining backstage. Anyway, look back and you're gone, cracked into the wall, confiscated and shredded. Those who are missing, those who disappear and resurface, bizarrely refashioned. Frozen in 1884, 1920, 1956, 1966, 1967, 2016. Seconds bang, hours bang, days bang. You who are missing or returned as ghosts, e.g. Li Bo. We do not ask you what really happened. We wake screaming through no mouth. We gnaw to your hunger. To speak is to spit the clot in your mouth. To spit the clot is to raise a fist, is to prove you exist, to spit pure denial. Yeah. My mooring is mist and zoos, and with no sunset I roll on. The sky bends buildings, an asteroid is no clarity. Three-quarter moon, fixed sky, frost towards it, flows sleep, flown lights. Hong Kong is no church. It is morning in Calgary and LA, evening in Cork. Cargo is in the blood, blood in the cargo. You build a bridge and then you burn it. You build a bridge and then you burn it. You build a bridge and then you burn it because you have to relocate. You build a bridge and then you burn it because of a war. You build a bridge and it's shut down because the economy tanks and the maintenance cost is too high, and then it is burned. You reopen another bridge where the same thing happened before, but it didn't burn. You build a bridge and then you burn it. You build a bridge and then you bury the workers who built that bridge and the foundations of the next bridge, and you burn the last bridge and don't talk about that bridge anymore. No one does. The new bridge is good. You build a bridge and then you burn it because they're sending nothing worthwhile your way. You build a bridge and then you burn it. You build a bridge and then they burn it. You cross a bridge. You discover an old untouched bridge. You can't believe it. You discover this old untouched bridge and everything about this bridge is fine and it needs no maintenance, really. You cover the bridge up again because you have to move. The physical land you're occupying moves elsewhere, and that bridge isn't there anymore. They build a bridge and then you burn it. You build a bridge and then you burn it. You switch sides. You build a bridge and then you burn it. You build a bridge and then you burn it just because. The bridges are out of use. You forget what bridges are for. You think they are for burning. You burn the bridge because you think they might burn the bridge first. It's ridiculous, but there it is. Renounce the life you have planned. Debt decides all. Debt whispers its tonality with no interest. They don't tell you that you will love and be loved in return and you will not be together. They don't tell you that you will lose and lose again and that each time the best part of you will be taken. They don't tell you that your own criteria will decompose. They don't tell you that it's never enough. They don't tell you that there is no one else. They don't tell you that everything is to be taken from you, including things you didn't know you had. They don't tell you. They don't tell you that after the best bits of you are taken, you will be renewed, you will go out to lose again. The new contracts are in effect, and they don't tell you. You, as you always were, on the back foot. Clammy declamatories. The tendency is to end on a smoothed out, patted down truism. Off you go now, remember that last bit. The Philips economic analog computer is filled with a red liquid. I can't finish. The rest of the city doesn't sleep, that doesn't change anything. It is plagued by bad acting, flavoured with water and a lack of professionalism, swimming in imminence. There is total silence. All the sea is dying. They don't tell you about the gravity of inertia, its infinite history.
Thank you, Robert. Next we have Rosie O'Leary.
Probably not really a poem, and people talk about found poems, so I just robbed this out of my brother's mouth. So here we go. Tinder. Never have so many strangers' faces been fingered by so many strangers' fingers.
Okay, great. Thank you, Rosie. And next we have Shane.
So another kind of philosophy more than a poem, something that's been in my head for a while. They say that you have three deaths. The first is when the soul leaves the body, the second is when you're put in the ground, and the third is the last time your name is spoken aloud. Veronica, 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 Veronica. Thank you.
Next we have Ben Burns.
I keep my good socks in a box that I do not open. A single pair, they've been in there so long I can't remember what color they are. This is not a bad thing. It means I can imagine them differently depending on my mood. Today they are bright blue with pink spots on the soles and thousands of microscopic flamingos hopping around the toes. My good socks cover any holes in the socks that I'm actually wearing. I'm thinking of opening up my chest and stowing the box away next to my heart. I'd keep my heart in the box if I wasn't afraid to open it. Anyway, I wouldn't want to bloody the socks.
Thank you, Ben. Next we have Mike.
This is for a friend a few years ago. It's called Dreams. In the air that we breathe, life without love is a wisp of meaning. Yet to be entwined. Solace and comfort, searching life's airy planet, a dream within the soul. A family belongs, one plus one must be always equal, mind to mind, kiss to kiss. So into all the genre, to finish but not to end, words only the gathering, thoughts, simplicity, so entwined.
Thank you, Mike, and next we have Patricia Walsh.
This is all synchronized falling. Enough time for hands fall from pockets, collapsing on the sidewalk, a lucky proposal, falling in the street, a likely proposition. No one laughs anymore, they're kept sweet. You think you're losing weight, but you're not, causing your betters for God's sake, charging from infinity a good cause, another mission to save the race. An unfunny exercise, whitewashed glory, flowering in window boxes like a foreign language. Doing one's own thing is a thing of beauty. Lasting forever, starting job. Small black box, burns secrets, in full view of its dues, incessant consultation. Finding it only in a private pub. Excusing the usage of an absent friend. Wearing flags for necessary self-expression. Lighting tea lights on tables of comfort. Standing on a cracked pavement, a necessity. Compensation in case of what requires joy. Chairs emptied, the closer the better. Avoiding strategies seeking the pride. A prerequisite for taking a number somewhere down the street. Concern over laughter, a final solution. Thanks.
Patricia. Next
we have Phyllis Blair. Hey, so I've been working on my Facebook page for quite a while, and the thing about it is that online I'm actually not called Phyllis Blair, I'm called Alexander Edgar. and it causes a bit of confusion. But I've got a YouTube channel, I've got a Facebook, and I'm also setting up a cloud with a website on top of it. So, like, I'm hacking into Google, kind of. So, so I'm setting up a website, in other words. And this is a poem called Secret. This is on my YouTube channel. You should check it out. So, this is called Secret. Secret. As fragile as a helicopter seed, a saltwhite albino moth dances its own silent motor and can't decide to land on the ear's helix or the skin behind, or flying to the drum and kiss a whisper of. Thank you.
That's your boss. What's that name again?
Alexander Edgar.
Alexander Edgar.
Alexander the Great, Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay, he's stronger. Cedric Ducott is next.
So, this one is in two parts. The first one is Comet. I came to be with a big bang, so accept that I'm just passing by. The second part is light years. How far apart were we, really? It was so dark out there, but I could see you shine, and I could feel your gravity. There was a space between us, but it seemed like a fun trip. You'd bring your light, I'd bring mine. We'd feel the void so cold and scary. I was shooting through when I saw you, and the pool made me sing by. From the distance, you had a different hue, but I liked the warm tone of the spectrum. I should have noticed. The physics spoke for themselves. The red meant your elements were too few or too light to yield my momentum. Our system was doomed. I was intense, so fast. I came from a different universe where too many stars burst. Collapsing in black holes, crushed and crushing with dimension. Little red dwarf you cannot capture, insensitive, unconcerned, yet immersed. When pressured, we emitted a flare. I took yours, could not give mine, as it would swallow you whole. Explode, break up from tears. But I burn inside with a core too heavy. If I cannot share it, I will fall. Unless I spin away into the light years.
Thank you, Cedric. And we have one more before the final act, unless somebody else wants to come in to me as well. Rob Bogart.
Three short poems about love. The lovelorn lyricist's lament. I'll take you at your word that it's over. I'll retreat, regroup, and meditate. Sometimes I feel like I've had the whole world for my lover. As another relationship decays and disintegrates. I could cry out and say I don't understand, but that would be a cover for a bit of the sneaky and underhand, the politics of rejection, games about power, no more dreams of babies and wedding bands. Two. Good luck. He was sad, so was she. Miserable, misery, both blamed the other, so they went taking separate lovers. Honeymoon happy, honeymoon glad, soon gave way to rebound sad. Both looked back, both were blue, what to say and what to do. The rebound rebounds, it's on again, reconnecting with the pain. Both want the other to live a big life and grow old together. Three. Sadness and gladness in between gulf, two points divided by a wide, deep ocean. Losing and loving our sadness and gladness. Losing and loving are deep like the ocean. strong like the waves. Losing and loving and sadness and gladness will go and come back again. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph. Amazing as ever. Thank you. And our final act tonight, we have double the pleasure. We have two Joels harping away for the price of one. And they are Michal and Dichter.
Good. Good.